هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
A musical production will be premiering in Melbourne next month on 21st of March this year, based on the book by Kurdish writer, journalist and activist Behruz Buchani. His book, which was named No Friends But the Mountains, Writings from Manus Prison. The musical production, of course, will be called No Friends But the Mountains, A Symphonic Song Cycle. Today with us is Kurdish writer Behruz Buchani. Welcome to SBS Kurdish again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
First of all, how did this idea come about producing a symphony based on your writing?
Yeah, actually, I was waiting for a long time that someone approached me to do some musical work on based off the book and also other my works, the articles that I did. And because I believe that we should record this part of Australia history through different kind of projects. And I believe that the artistic language and literary language is very important. And we really are able to challenge the system through art language to change the perspective towards the refugees. So I was waiting for, just that someone contact me, and finally Luke contacted me and we had a long discussion. And then later we talk a lot about this project, and I try to explain that what is the context, what the context is, and how he should capture the soul of the book, you know, because my works, what I understand from my work is that I try to challenge the perspective towards the refugees and also create a new language, you know, in this field. And so he contacted me, and, you know, if you look at the book, the book is quite poetic. And that's why I think it's very good to work on it as a music. And also, it's very important that we record this part of Australia history, you know, through music. And that's why, yeah, I like this work, and I'm happy that finally we did it, and now people are able to listen to this work.
Of course, music has always been a powerful form or method of expression, whether it's emotional, personal, or as a means of resistance and conveying a much more important or larger cause. Now, do you believe that music has been or done this to help survival and resistance of refugees, particularly and asylum seekers in Australian detention?
Yeah, definitely, because you know, if we look at the system, I mean the system which designed in the Australia detention industry, if you look at it, you know, this system designed that to take people identity, and the detainees don't feel life, they don't feel freedom, they don't feel the humanity, they don't feel they are human and they are not number. So if you look at the whole system, the system design like this, and that's why those detainees who play music, those detainees who sing or they share their works, and even they listen to music, actually they are challenging the system. They create a space for themselves to feel freedom, even for a second, for a minute, or for an hour. I already wrote about this. I remember that I wrote, I published a story about three Kurdish musicians who were in Manus Island, and they work in this, they were playing music. Moz was one of them, Farad Bandesh and Kazem Kazemi. And the interesting thing is that these people, these three musicians, they left Iran because of music, because they were under pressure in Iran because of the kind of music they are working on. And for example, Kazem Kazemi, he works on metal music, which in Iran, the system cannot accept that. And so they left Iran because of that. And when they arrived in Manus Island, they always struggle with the system through music. So I captured their stories and I wrote about them and I explained that how music can be a strong and powerful language and a powerful tools to challenge the system, to survive. Generally, these musicians or people who listen to music a lot, they survive through music. So that's why, of course, it's very important. And I have been thinking about this for such a long time. And I myself listen to music a lot, and music is a part of my life and in Manus Island, and now that I'm free.
Of course, you are involved in music generally, and we have seen videos of you even in Manus singing, especially traditional Kurdish music. How much of that or your involvement is in this symphonic piece, and what can the audience expect to hear?
Yeah, actually, so this this work adapted from the book. So that's why, of course, they rely on the book. They rely on the musical part of the book, because the book is, you know, we have like 70 poems in the book. And that's why they rely on the book. But what is important here, actually, is that they understand and capture the soul of the book. So first is that this book is and other works, we should understand them as a political act, and we should understand them as a language, challenge the system and challenge the perspective towards the refugees, and we should understand them in a way against the colonialism system. So that is important for me, that the musicians who work on this project, they captured that. So, I mean, I talk with them a lot about the concept and the context of these works. So, but of course, they rely on the book.
Your involvement on the day, you will be participating, of course, I can imagine, via some sort of online platform. And how much of you will the audience see that day?
Yeah, I will participate in the event, probably 4 or 5 minutes. Just I will talk, because what we did here, actually what we are doing, is that we'll have about 2,000 audience, and most of them are Australian citizens, but we invited about 300 refugees who were in Manus Island and Nauru, or some of them were in the Park Hotel, and some of them were in community, and also some advocates and some academics and even politicians who have been a part of this story, and they have been, you know, they support the refugees. So what we do actually to empower the refugees, I know it's only one word, but my way, the way that I am working on OMI tools, that we are working to empower the refugees and bring the refugees into the main discourse. And that's why the aim is to empower the refugees. And I look at it as a celebration in some ways, that on that day people gather and they see by their own eyes that their resistance actually ended up in this kind of artistic works. And so I look at it in this way, and so I will participate on that day and I will talk, and then I will listen to the work and see the work online. So I will be there. Like always, I am like that.
Yes.
So yeah, for many years I participated in many events in Australia, but just online. So that is interesting.
Yes.
Always I find it interesting.
Very interesting. I think the world has moved that way because of the pandemic in anyway, and lack of travels. Well, Behruz Wuchani, we thank you so much for joining us today to talk about a new musical production, No Friends But the Mountains, a symphonic song cycle, which is composed by Luke Stiles, a Sydney-based composer, and Arts Centre in Melbourne and Wheeler Centre as well. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Like bika, para bika, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.